Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cord McCoy, professional bull rider, and you're listening to Bull Riding Fan Connection on Cutting Up Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Bull Riding Fan Connection on Cutting Up Radio. We are sponsored proudly by Ambush Leather. You can find them at ambushleather.com and Bull Rider Coach. Check them out on their Facebook. And we also have a new sponsor we'd like to announce is Branders. This is a special sponsor we're going to have for the Youth Bull Riders World Finals in Abilene, and I will tell you more about that later in the show. But right now, I want to just encourage everybody to call into the show if you would like to talk to me or my guest tonight. We're going to have Hadley Miller and Cody Wood as both live on the show with us tonight. And if you want to call into the show, that number is 347-637-3485. And be sure and press 1 to let us know that you'd like to talk with us. And also join us in the chat room. Just click on the direct link that we've had posted on our pages, and that will take you to the show, and just scroll down, and you can sign on there. You can sign on with your Facebook, Twitter account. You don't have to have a Blog Talk Radio account, but sign on with one of those ways, and just get in the chat room and talk with us. And if you have a question for either Hadley or Cody, you can also post it in there. So we want to get right to our guest tonight, Hadley and Cody. Glad to have y'all back both on the show tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, well, to kind of get the fans a little bit of a start, why don't we start with Cody. Why don't you share a little bit about your background and how you got started in bull riding, and if there's any rodeo background in your family?
I'm 29 years old. I was born and raised in good old Weatherford, Texas. I'm second generation. My daddy was a bull rider, and I've been riding bulls as long as I can remember, over 20 years now, and that's ever since I was a little kid. That's all I've ever really wanted to do, and I just love the opportunity to get out there and show people what I can do, and I just enjoy the lifestyle, everything about it. It defines me, I think.
Okay, now are you a cowboy outside of bull riding?
I actually live and work on a big cutting horse ranch in Weatherford, Texas. We run a breeding facility here at DLR Ranch, and I do all the artificial insemination for the horses. And like, I don't try to tell people a whole lot that I'm kind of smart, but it doesn't really fit the whole bull riding profile. But I'm one of those weird guys that has a real job and still tries to rodeo full time.
Well, I would definitely say that's a cowboy job, though. Definitely.
You bet.
Now, have you ever participated in any other rodeo events other than bull riding?
I used to ride some bucking horses and do a lot of roping here at the house. And I just, every day I wake up, it's just cowboy stuff till I go to bed that night. I don't know how to do anything else, really. It's been my whole life.
Okay. Well, we'll skip over to Hadley for a few minutes. And Hadley, same question for you. Share with the fans a little bit about how you got started in bull riding and if you had any rodeo background in your family.
All right. Well, I'm 27 years old. I'm from Springerville, Arizona, right on the border of New Mexico. My parents grew up here. This is where I grew up my whole life. My mom ran barrels and did all that. My little brother rode bulls. My dad rode bulls. We built our first bucket pen when I was about 12 years old here in Springerville, and my dad still has it. Still helps out kids here every Thursday night. He bucks bulls here at 7 o'clock. It's just been a great opportunity to have, and I don't think I'd be this far with it if I didn't have that right now. So.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, have you done any other type of rodeo events other than bull riding?
No, ma'am. I tried saddle bronc riding one time, and that was enough for me. I didn't like that much.
It's a little bit too rough for you?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, it's funny. You hear that. You'll have the bull riders say something about, you know, those saddle bronc riders, are they're crazy what they do. And then, of course, they're looking at y'all saying, y'all are crazy for what y'all are doing. So,
yep.
I guess it's all a matter of opinion of what you like and what just suits you the best.
Yes, ma'am, for sure.
Okay, so we know that now. Have y'all ever traveled together? Y'all just going to have to join in and just whenever y'all want to say something, just jump in there. So have y'all ever traveled?
No, not really yet. Not really yet. I'm sure we will. We see each other and being here about every weekend or practice spins and stuff. But Cody's a heck of a guy, and I would definitely jump in the truck with him.
Yeah, we actually just met this year, and I sure like he's been traveling a lot with Tyler Adrian and. Them guys, when I see them at the Bull Rounds, I sure go up and talk to them because I like them. I like them, and I'm sure we'll end up traveling together a little bit.
Okay. Now, have y'all, I know y'all are both qualified for the CBR World Finals.
Yes, ma'am.
And y'all both are having a really good year. Health-wise, how are y'all doing?
Oh, health-wise, well, I'm doing pretty good right now. I don't think Cody's fingers are feeling too good, I hear.
No, they're not doing too good right now. I went to a bull riding in Rock Springs, Texas, 2 weeks ago, and rode really good. And when I got off my short round bull, he kind of jerked me down and ended up right in front of him. And he had me lined out, and I just put my hand up to kind of block it. And, of course, it was on my riding hand, but he made a fish hook out of one of my fingers on my riding hand. It was touching the back of my wrist, and I didn't break it, but it dislocated in a couple different knuckles, and it looked pretty rough. It didn't hurt too bad, but I just broke out a new glove. That was the first day I'd used that new glove. They had to cut it off. I mean, I think I was more upset about that than my actual hand being hurt.
I don't know. To me, if you dislocate something, I think that should count as a break.
I agree. It just didn't really look like my hand. When he hit me, I didn't really feel it, and I went to jump up on the fence, and when I grabbed the top rail, I couldn't grab a hold of nothing. I just fell back down, and that's when I looked at my hand, and about the time I saw it, everybody else on the back of the chute saw it, and everybody kind of had the same side of it. It looked pretty gross.
Ooh, let me see.
Yeah. I got lucky, though. The sports medicine guy that was there, he did a lot of the Ultimate Fighting and the MMA stuff. He was from there in San Antonio, and he said he'd seen that happen a lot with the fighters, and he was able to pop it back semi kind of straight anyway.
And now, did you get a picture of it before you got it straightened up?
No, Jory Marcus was there, and he's kind of a wild man, and he was scrambling looking for a phone so he could take a picture with it, but I was sure wanted to pop it back in before it started hurting too much.
Yeah, Jory would definitely do that.
He would. He was mad at me for getting it popped back in, but that,
well,
and I got some sore groins, and other than that, I'm doing pretty good, though.
Well, I know you've had several we'll just say close calls in several of the early events. So a little bit of extra excitement there.
Yeah, that's putting it nicely, I guess.
well, that's the nicest way I can think of it, a few close calls.
You bet. Yeah, it was kind of funny. At Lubbock this year, I had a bull. They called him Moose Knuckle, and I rode him right to the whistle too, and he's kind of a tough bull to ride. He's moving ahead and ended up kind of backing up and getting my feet, and he stepped on me in a horrible, horrible spot, and I thought that was kind of ironic, but bulls
don't really care, I guess.
They really don't. I should have kind of known by his name that I should have known something was going to happen bad.
Now, I know Hadley this last week, he was in, I saw Hadley the last 2 weekends, saw him up at the Billy Bob's 2 weeks ago, and this last weekend up at Palestine at Don Gay's bull riding, and he got banged up a little bit and everything. So how are you feeling, Hadley?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I'm a little sore. My ribs are a bit sore in the back of my head where I got thrown up against the bucket chute and got knocked out for a few minutes. But no, we'll be good for the World Finals. We're ready.
Well, now, you were able to run into the bucking chute before you passed out, obviously, or if you actually went out. Do you know if you actually went, if you were
yeah, you pretty much, going? Pretty much got chilled there. You'll be amazed what your body will do when you get chilled.
Yeah, I know there was one, it was an event, it was a year or two ago, I was watching one, Travis Briscoe, he was he'd gotten hit pretty bad, and he was trying to get back to the chute, and he just barely made it, and then he just, just collapsed. And that they showed that, like him falling up and down, up and down. And, you don't want to laugh about it, but it was one of those funny things, just watching him. He was trying to hurry up, and he just got to Austin, and he just fell,
Yeah, you see some odd stuff in the bull riding, for sure.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised what your body can do just running on adrenaline. You might not have your wits about you, but you're always moving if you can anyway.
Right, yeah. Well, that is true. I mean, y'all are extremely tough, and, I've seen some wrecks, and I just didn't see how the person survived from it. There was even the one they're in Palestine. Ryan, I believe, was his name, got trampled over. I think that was the same night you were there, wasn't it, Hadley?
Yes, it was
the ride right before you. That's right, and he got he just got run over and stomped, and he was just out flat. And I'm thinking, they were going to have to be carrying him off on the board, and they were out there for a while, and he, set up and then stood up and walked out. And I'm just thinking,
got his wits above him and got out of there. Yes, ma'am.
So y'all are just, I don't know. I don't think I could. Well, I know I couldn't do that. I don't think I'd want to. So it's just one of those things that it's kind of like, you call the bronc riders wild or crazy, and I think you are crazy just a little bit. But I've always said, though, I do want to get on a bull. I want to at least get in the chute. I've got to talk somebody into letting me do it. I want to just sit on a bull in the chute. Now, if it's a nice bull, I'll just
probably help you out with that. We both got bullpens. If you really want to, make that happen, I'm sure we could set something up.
Well, I
definitely have video cameras out here and everything.
We'll
have a good time.
That is definitely that is on my to do list. If it's like one of those really nice bulls that just kind of walks out. You could open the gate and I'll walk out with him. But my luck, it'll be one that for some reason he decides he wants to go wild when I'm on him. But I really do want to get on a bull, so I might have to have y'all hook me up doing that. Well, not hook me up.
My dad, he owns a great big black bull here in Arizona. And when I have my daughter, when I come home on the weekends here and there, she'll get in there and in the bucking chute with him and sit there and lay down on him and pet him. And he's a heck of an old pet.
Oh, well, see, that sounds like the kind of bull. I just want to feel the bull underneath me because, I've heard that the riders, and y'all might can share a bit about that as far as when you get on the bull and been able to feel either the tension of the bull or the excitement of the bull, just everything that, you can kind of feel what they're thinking a little bit. So one of y'all kind of give us kind of an idea of what it's like when you're getting on that bull on the chute, what it feels like and what you're thinking about.
Well, I think bulls are a lot like the bull riders. They kind of all have their own different pregame. Like some guys get real excited before they get on. Some guys are really calm. Bulls are kind of the same way. You can get on some of them, they'll walk in there and they won't move a muscle, and they'll give you a real good shot to ride them. And other ones come in there and you can just feel the electricity in them. They just sit there and they just jitter, and you know when you nod your head on bulls like that, you better have your mixture right.
Yeah, them bulls that like to shake, they know what they're doing. They like doing it.
Now, do one of y'all have an experience that y'all can share as far as, when you're in the chute, it is, a really dangerous spot when you're there because you're kind of at the mercy of the bull and what's going on. So have either one of y'all had a time where y'all have either been wrecked out in the chute or anything, or have y'all pretty much not had that experience yet? I'll say yet, hopefully you won't ever.
Yeah, I've had bulls flip over backwards up against the back of the bucking chute or sit there and lay down the whole time not wanting to do a dang thing. Or, a lot of them bulls do all sorts of different things in there. And it ain't the safest place to do it. You're in a box full of metal. The only place you want to get to be is out there in that arena dirt. It's a lot better.
Right. Now, you said you've had one flip over with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you able to get off, or were you still on the bull when he's flipped over?
He reared up and hit the back of the box and squished me between him and the gate, and they finally got me jerked out of there, and he come back down, and we were able to get back on him.
And so you went ahead and rode him still after that, so I guess you weren't hurt, at least not see anything serious.
Ma'am. Right.
So, yeah, after that happened, that would probably be enough for me to say, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, that'd scare most people pretty good.
I think that's what we were talking about earlier. I think bull riders, they're just made out of a different material, though, like boot leather. You can scuff us up a little bit, but it'll polish out and we'll keep going.
Yep. Can't beat us down forever.
Now, do y'all remember your first bull that you ever attempted?
Oh,
your first
no. I don't even think I remember what I got on last week, but... There's always have a handful, you know, through your career that really stand out to you. And I can remember a bunch from when I was right out of college, 18, 19 years old, when I first started riding really good, going to pro rodeos. And there's a handful of them that really stick out in my mind. But when I was a kid, I used to get on 10 or 15 bulls a day for practice every Thursday and Sunday out here in Weatherford. And I can't remember what first bull I got on to save my life.
There's been too many of them.
I was just wondering how you kind of, if you were, you know, you had a little bit more fear that time, or were you just more excited, or kind of how that, you know, how that kind of started when you first, you know, get on the bull the first time, or, you know, you got kind of slammed the first time, but it's like, you know, I'm going to go do it again.
Right. I think both of us can relate to that. I heard Cody say that his dad rode bulls and stuff. You know, I think when you start out younger, it's more of an excitement thing. You know, you want to kind of follow in your dad's shoes and do as good as he did and that kind of stuff, I'd think.
Okay. Well,
my dad, he jumped with me a lot, too, about, I was always kind of a bigger kid when I was growing up. I took early growth spurts, so I started getting on bigger bulls when I was real young. And I remember one of the first big bulls I got on, I was a little outmatched, I guess, and I hung up, and I mean, we made 3 or 4 laps around the arena, and he was thinking when he got to me that, you know, I'd be crying for my mom, not wanting to do that no more. Instead, I had a big old smile on my face, and I said, run me my next one in, and I was hooked on them big bulls after that.
Okay, well, since we're talking about the different bulls, and I know you said that, you know, y'all have a lot of that you've, you know, that, you know, you remember, but what would be your, Hadley, what would be your most memorable ride that you can think of, whether good or bad?
I guess my most memorable ride this year would be when I won Jackson, Tennessee, the Horizon event for the CBR earlier this year in January, I believe. I rode a good one in a long round away from my hand, and that was the first Horizon I'd ever went to. And then I rode this great big huge Bramer. They stuck in the short round. I remember getting off that bull, and I was like, "All right, this is where I need to be." So that was a good deal for me this year.
Awesome, Cody. What about you? What would be your most memorable ride?
Well, good, and I guess I'll go with the bad on that one. In 2004, I was in Amarillo, Texas, and Harlan Robinson had a bunch of the bulls there, and he had an old red and white paint Watusi bull, real, real big horns, and he was a pretty good bull. They rode him quite a bit, and they were always in high 80s on him, so I was pretty excited about getting on him. And right in front of the chutes, the dirt had gotten kind of deep. I was last bull rider out, and he really kind of hopped, skipped out there and lost his front feet and stumbled in the front end, and I was kind of just down in between those big old horns, and that's about all I remember. When he come up, he kind of caught me with one and hit me and knocked me out, and my hand rolled over, and I hung, and he went to spinning, and I hung to him for a long time. But he was spinning into my hand, so I was just kind of swinging out there, and then he saw me and come back to me, and, of course, I was knocked unconscious, so I couldn't really protect myself and put my arm over his neck or anything, and it was just like baseball bats. He hit me in the face 5 or 6 times as hard as he could. And he broke my orbital bone and my cheekbone and my jaw and stuff like that. I'm glad I don't remember, but when you watch it back on video and you hear your buddies talk about it, you're just really glad you made it out okay, I guess.
Yeah. Now, were you wearing a helmet then?
No, that was what got me started wearing it. I've been wearing a helmet since the beginning of 05. It took me a little while to bounce back after that one. Mm-hmm. But I've been wearing one pretty religiously since then. I won't even get on bulls at the house without one now.
That's good. Good. Well, I know Hadley wears a helmet too, so that's That's always a good thing. Have you always worn a helmet, Hadley?
No, ma'am. I actually just went to a helmet just recently, actually just a couple months, halfway through the season. I rode with a face mask for as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyler got me talked into using a helmet. He seemed to get jerked down at a few of them events, and that little mask would pop off after that first hit, and then I wouldn't have nothing. Right. So it's a lot better to have one now.
Now, have you did you have any problems with going to the helmet, switching over with
the helmet? No, I thought I would. I tried one a long time ago when they were pretty heavy. But this new Bauer helmet that I use, it's real light. You can't even hardly tell it's there.
Okay. Well, and, Cody, you use the Invincible helmet.
Yes, I got one of the new Invincible helmets. They're kind of spooky looking. I was one of the first guys. I put one on for the first time in Huron, South Dakota, last year at the Cincha CBR event up there, and rode 3 out of 4 bulls. I got on there at Huron, so I thought there might have been something to it. I guess I got used to it real fast. But Matt Owen, he made an incredible piece of bull riding equipment right there. It's all carbon fiber, so it's actually lighter than the regular hockey helmets, and they're named appropriately. They're pretty much invincible. I've gotten jerked down and hit about as hard as you can get hit right in the face, and I'll just sit right back up and keep trying to ride because it don't really bother you a whole lot.
Yeah.
He made a great product.
Yeah, well, the other thing is I know it's not supposed to come off very easily, and I guess you got that tested pretty good. I'm trying to remember which event that it may have been. Is it Fort Worth that I have you on my cover photo?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's the same one where the bullfighter's got you by the helmet trying to because you're hung up and he's pulling you. It's like, but your helmet's not coming off.
it was one of those deals. My spurs got caught in the tail of my bull rope, and luckily it kind of caught at the end of the bull rope, so I was far enough away from the bull that he didn't really jump right back on top of me, but he was dragging me around pretty good. And the helmet that I was using then had one of the original face masks on it. Kind of looked like a Jason mask or something. And I remember I was on my butt and I was dragging, and I was like, man, this sure ain't going to be good. And I just remember seeing fingers coming through my eye holes, and I looked like he was picking up a bowling ball at the bowling alley or something. And I was like, it kind of freaked me out a little bit, but I was like, please don't let go. Just hold on. Everything worked out pretty good considering, but it was a little scary.
Yeah. Well, I think I already thanked you once, but I do appreciate the good photo because it makes a real good cover photo for my page.
You bet. I'm glad my face mask was down so you couldn't see me screaming.
Yeah, I didn't have any audio on it, so. Oh, goodness. So, another thing I wanted to ask y'all as far as when you're traveling, I know, Hadley, you're traveling with Tyler Adrian right now. Do you have anybody else that you travel with sometime?
A little bit this year, Pedro Rinaga, a little Mexican friend of ours, traveled with us, and he's quite the hoot, he's quite the entertainment, and we're going down the road.
What was his name?
Pedro Rinaga.
Now, does he speak good English?
Oh, yeah. He speaks good English, and he speaks real good Spanish.
Do y'all speak any Spanish?
No, we're trying to learn a little bit from him.
Okay, and Cody, who do you normally travel with, or do you travel by yourself?
I've actually got a whole new crew this year, and it's been going really well for me. A couple rookies. I got Ryder May going with me and Cody Dollins. And those kids, they're real hungry, and they really want to do good. And this is the first year they've been going to the big CBR events. And then there's the two old guys, me and Ronnie Kitchens. It's been the four of us mostly all year, and it's pretty good crew because we all kind of feed off of one another. And anytime you got Ronnie Kitchens around you, he fires you up.
I was going to say that probably is a pretty exciting group there.
Last week went to Giddings for the last Horizon Series event here before the finals, and Ronnie he'd been kind of struggling a little bit, but he drew a real good bull and ended up winning the long round. He was 92 points, and I mean he was the last guy out in the long round. I sure wish he would have went before me, though, because that fired me up. I sure would have helped watching that before I got on anyway.
Now, when y'all travel down the road, do y'all have any particular things that y'all do to try to keep yourself occupied or pass the time when you're traveling the cars? Do y'all have anything that y'all do to keep busy?
Listen to music, watch movies.
Yeah.
Hopefully the one driving is not watching the movies.
Well, yeah, that's a problem sometimes. Oh, Ronnie, we'll put a movie in, and it don't matter where the screen's at. He's going to be trying to look at it, and if he's driving, we got to change stuff up. We'll have to listen to music because we don't want to run off the road.
Yeah, I have to do that with my husband too. Whenever I'll have my computer sometime, and we'll sometimes coming from an event, and I'll be going through my pictures, and I'm sitting there, and he'll say, "Oh, well, who's there?" I said, "You're not supposed to be looking, you're driving." You know, sometimes they're trying to turn my screen around so he can't see it. So I can relate to that very well. So I want to stay on the road while you're driving. So what kind of music do y'all like to listen to?
Oh, heck, I listen to just about everything. In my spare time, I play a lot of music, and so I usually bring a guitar with me everywhere we go. And after the bull riding, when everybody's just sitting around, I'll usually play a little bit, but when we're going up and down the road, I listen to a lot of rap music and a lot of weird stuff people I probably had never listened to. Scott H. Byram, he's one of my favorites right now. He's they call him the dirty old one man band from Texas, and he plays lutes, which means he plays every instrument, and he just records them with foot pedals and then plays them over one another. And he's a very talented guy. Not a whole lot of people have heard of him, but he's worth checking out anyway.
Okay, and what was his name again?
Scott H. Byram.
Scott H. Byram, okay. Well,
yep.
The listeners can
real,
get
real
him out.
Honky. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, cool. Well, yeah, that's something I was going to ask you about because I've seen a picture with you with a guitar. So do you usually bring it to all the events?
It just depends on how many people we got with us and how much room we got in the camper. Sometimes we'll load it all the way to the roof full of gear bags, and then there ain't a whole lot of room. But I usually try to bring one with me everywhere we go, just because you never know when a party's going to break out.
Okay. Well, the next time I see you, I expect you to have your guitar, and I want to hear a song.
Absolutely. Make me a playlist, and I'll play them all for you.
Now, do y'all have any favorite places y'all like to eat when you're on the road?
McDonald's, easily.
Because they're open late. We can hit them after the bull riding.
Okay. All right. So if you're, I guess what's the other thing I was going to ask both of you, Hadley, what's one of the things when you're on the road, what's the biggest thing you miss when you're traveling?
Oh, probably my family. Like I said, my little daughter, she just turned 7. I miss her quite a bit when I'm on the road, but she understands that's just the way of my life, you know, so.
Okay, and what's your daughter's name?
Harley Jade.
Harley?
Harley Jade Miller.
Harley J, okay.
Yes.
Is she listening?
No, I'm sure she's not.
Righty. Well, now, does she understand pretty good what you're doing, and does she like to watch you ride?
Oh, yeah. She's my biggest fan for sure. I've been taking her to rodeos. She's probably been to more rodeos than most of the guys going down the road. First one I took her to was in Salinas at the PBR. She was 2 months old and drove her all the way over there with me and all the way back. She's been all over the United States with me.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to be... does she want to do anything in the rodeo, like barrels or anything?
Yep, she wants to run barrels and be a rodeo queen and all that good business.
Now, does she ride horses now? Or?
Yes, ma'am, she does.
So she's a little cowgirl. She got
boots
and a cowgirl hat?
Oh, yeah.
Well, cool. Well, that's something else I wanted to ask both of y'all about was a little bit more about your family. So, Hadley, since you've already told us about your daughter, tell us any more about your family or brothers, sisters, or anybody else.
I got one brother. His name's Matthew Jack. He's in the Marine Corps. Actually, he's deployed right now in Afghanistan. He comes home in the middle of August, so we'll go to San Diego and meet him off the plane and everything and have a good time over there.
Oh, well, that's awesome. I just really appreciate all of our servicemen and everything. So that's we appreciate his service and what he's doing for us.
That's, yeah, they're
big,
definitely
big
underpaid.
Sacrifice. Yeah, that's a big sacrifice for them to do that, because
yes,
this is by choice. You know, they're not drafted or forced to do this. So it's really something I think so many people just don't appreciate, you know, really
yes.
what they do and the freedom that they give us. And I think we take that for granted a little, you know, way too much.
Right.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, and anybody else? You said,
no, just my daughter and my little brother and my mom, Becky, and my dad, Mike.
Okay, well, cool. And Cody, what about you? Tell us a little bit about your family.
Oh, I'm the only boy in my family. I got stuck with a whole herd of girls. So
that's not that bad. That's not bad.
They can all just be a little catty in their own ways, though. I never dated a girl that none of them really cared for a whole lot, and
none of
just
them
the same old
for
stuff.
Them. Yeah, well, you know,
but
no girl's never good enough for your brother.
That's it.
So.
That's it. Me and my dad, we're really, really close. He's been helping me a lot going to all these bull ridings this year and helping me take care of all my stuff around the house and keep me on the road. And he knows how it is, and I sure appreciate everything they do for me.
Okay, and how many sisters do you have?
I've got three of them.
Three? Okay, now where
yeah.
are you in the age in between them? Are you the youngest?
No, I actually have a younger sister. She's about to be 14. She'll be going into high school this year.
Wow.
Other than that, I am the youngest. She's kind of popped up, but
okay.
They all mean so much to me. I'm very close with all my family. I love them to death.
Okay. So, what is the age difference between you and your older sisters?
We got one that's 6 years and then one that's 2 years older. And then I'm 15 years older than my youngest sister.
Okay.
So they kind of got to spread out with the younger one, but
yeah,
we're all pretty close. So.
Well, that's good. Well, did your older sisters do what most older sisters do and paint your fingernails and dress you up and girl stuff and all that kind of fun stuff?
I was hoping that wasn't going to come up on this deal, but of course they did. They all got pictures and everything, and we just pray those never get out, I guess.
I sure like to
see. Yeah. Well, I'm okay. What's your sisters? Are they on Facebook? Can
I? No, I'm not going to tell you.
I bet I can find out. I bet it won't be that hard to find out.
I bet.
We just might be able to coax a couple of pictures in somewhere.
I'm gonna lose a lot of cool points.
Yeah, I could replace my cover picture with, you know, another one. Well, that's always good. I mean, I've got my son, and you know, you always have a couple of pictures of him that you use for
blackmail.
You know, yeah, for blackmail and stuff. And when they date somebody, you know, you threaten to bring the picture out if they don't behave, and you know, he threatens to find them and destroy them, which he hasn't managed to do yet. But you know, that's just part of it.
Okay.
Well, tell me a little bit about this year and what your goals are. I mean, we've got the finals coming up, and Hadley, tell us a little bit about where you are and what you're hoping to accomplish at the finals.
Well, at the beginning of the year, I was just my goal was to make the CBR World Finals, and now I'm sitting 15th going in, and I kind of just hope to – I don't want to be below the top 10 when I leave Cheyenne after the last day. So that's my goal right now, is to make the top 10.
Okay. Well, great. And, Cody, what about you?
I've had a good year. I'm proud of my year, but I'm not quite satisfied with it, I guess. I think I'm going in sitting 17th right now to the finals, and I've had a couple real good events, and I had some that I can kind of look back at and be like, man, I sure should have rode those. But that was my goal, is kind of hang out around that top 10 all year and give myself a chance at some of the bonus money, you know, when Cheyenne comes around. Mm-hmm. I was hoping to pick up some points here at some of the later Horizon Series events. It just didn't really work out for me, but I still feel really good. I'm real confident, and I just can't wait to get up there and strap it on some of them real good bulls and hopefully fill my pockets up.
Well, good. Now, just to let everybody know a little bit, when you're coming to the finals, how much can you expect to earn there, and how far can you expect to move up in the standings if you do really well?
The points count quadruple at the finals and all the big events that we had this year. So if you can stay on your bulls, you can make up quite a few points, and they're trying to give away a lot of money up there, and I sure hope we get some of it.
Yep.
Well, good. Now, do y'all have any particular bulls that you we'll just take one of y'all at a time. Cody, do you have a bull that you just don't like to get on, that has been one that, you know, you just don't enjoy riding?
Going to a lot of pro rodeos and stuff like that, there's a handful of those kind of bulls, you know, that you kind of wish you could just kind of draw around, but that's why I'm looking forward to Cheyenne so much, because it's the bull team finals too, so every bull that sticks its head out up there is going to be something you can be close to 90 on and that everybody wants to get on. So I got a little list I made of bulls that I sure think I'd get along with once we get up there. I'd sure like to get on that Thunder Down Under again, maybe in the short round up there. I rode him once this year already, but I kind of messed him up just a little bit right at the end. I'm pretty sure I can ride that bull perfect, so I'd like to have do-overs.
Okay, well, that be considered one of your favorite bulls to ride, or is there another bull that you would say is one of your favorite ones?
There's so many of them. There's a ton of them. I've been watching all the events back on TV, and every event I can name 10 more that I'd sure like to get on. So I just can't wait to get up there and roll the dice and see what I got.
Okay. Well, Hadley, same questions to you. What would be a bull that, you know, you don't enjoy riding, or one you don't want to get on, and one that you really, you know, either one that you've enjoyed riding or that one you're looking forward to get a chance to ride?
Well, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of bulls at the finals that neither one of us is going to enjoy getting on. We're going to enjoy about getting on about every one of them up there. But the bull that stands out in my head all year is that Johnny Crash of Danny Regan's. I've watched Tyler get on that bull 3 times this year. I just think he'd fit me. I'd really like to get on him. He's good every time right there on the left. And I seen Gustavo ride him this year. He kind of got a little bit slower at the end, but the bull still bucks every time.
Now, do you have a preference as far as, do you ride with your left hand?
Right hand.
Your right hand. Now, do you prefer them to go into your hand or away, or does it matter?
I try to make it in my mind that it don't matter, but I sure like bulls away from my hand a lot better than I do into my hand. And that's kind of odd. Most guys like bulls into their hand.
Right. I know a couple guys that prefer them going away from their hands, but like you said, most of them prefer the other. But usually everybody says, well, no, it doesn't matter which way they go. It's like, well, you can't tell yourself that, but usually I think sometimes there's usually one that you're a little bit, most people have a little bit of a preference of how they feel more comfortable and everything with it. So, well, cool. Now, do you have any other preferences on your bulls as far as the way they buck or anything? Do you like a fast spinner, or do you prefer one that just, you know, kicks in really hard?
Yeah, I sure like to draw them bulls that you can win the round on. I haven't won a round cinch tour this year, but there's dang sure a pile of them in there, and I've had quite a few of them I could have won the round on this year, but shoot, any of them bulls up there, they haul the Cheyenne, are going to be all really good. So.
And Cody, I wish I could remember which riding hand y'all are of.
I'm right-handed, too.
Right-handed.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I was going with the averages and saying left before.
Right. I'm just like Hadley. Ever since I was a little kid, I've always preferred bulls away from my hand. I don't know exactly why that is, but I can sure flash one up away from my hand. And I can get by them into my hand, but it feels like I have to work a little bit harder. Maybe because I'm such a big, tall guy, they kind of get me moving a little more than I like, but I can sure put the mash on them away from my hand and eat them up.
Okay, now, darn, I just had a question. I just lost my train of thought. When you're riding the bulls and you've got one that's, you're out of control a little bit there, and you're about to come off, what, as far as in your mind, are you thinking at that time? Are you really trying to think about what to do, or is it more of just a reaction that you just do what comes natural?
I would say it's more of a reaction.
Yeah.
Okay. So, are there any times that you're just kind of, because to me, since I haven't done it, when I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, I would be thinking, okay, I've got to, okay, it's time to do this, it's time to move that way. But obviously you only have 8 seconds, so you don't have a lot of time to think about that.
Right.
So did y'all have a lot of training when y'all first started to ride, where y'all went to schools or anything, or your parents that taught you and taught you a lot of the technique or skills or whatever, or was it just more or less you just got on and it just came natural, and that's what you do?
I like to think it's like got a lot to do with genetics, maybe. I don't know. I hope I got it in my blood, but I feel like it's just a God-given talent that I don't know why in the world our talent has to be that we can strap ourselves to farm animals that want to kill us and stay on them, but it works out. Like, there's not a whole lot of people that can do what we do, and I feel like we kind of all have that inner clock in our head, and we know when things are going bad out there, and the guys who end up winning usually are the guys that just don't turn loose and just kind of gut it out.
Okay. Now, Hadley, when you're coming to an event, do you have anything particular that you prepare, or any routine that you go through, either when you first get to the event or before you actually get on the bull?
Oh, I just kind of like to keep going just like I do every day, just relax and stay calm and stretch out all my muscles really good, and mostly just relax before I get on.
And when you, I've heard some guys that say that they do, before they get in the shoot, the shoot procedures, they try to do the exact same thing, same way each time.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you feel like you do that too, or?
Yes, ma'am, for sure.
Okay. How about you, Cody? Same thing with you, or?
You hear a lot of guys talking about getting on different kinds of bulls that kind of step forward or bulls that kind of back up, and they talk about moving their ropes, like scooting their ropes back so they don't try to get your feet, and just little stuff that people do, and I'm against that. I get on every single bull, and I do everything the same exact way every single time. Mm-hmm. And it keeps you calm by doing it that way, because if you're worried about a bull jerking you down and having to move your rope back or something like that, then your game's not quite right. When you nod your head, you need to be thinking the same thing on everyone you get on, and usually it'll work out better for you. Everybody has their own kind of skill set, and when you figure it out, just go with what works.
Okay. Now have you had a bull that maybe you've attempted, either one of y'all, that you've attempted several times that you haven't gotten by, and then you realize you need to adjust something, whether it's, the position of your rope or anything else, and so y'all kind of adjust in that way?
There's been a handful of bulls that don't matter how many times I get on them, they're going to throw me off, but you just try not to let it get you down, and most of the time by this point in our careers, we've been on enough bulls that we know what happened, and we probably know why it happened. So the next time we get on them, we might be able to focus a little bit more on whatever it was that messed up the first time. But usually when you go trying to correct one thing, something else will go totally wrong, and then you'll fall off of them a different way. And once you fall off one, two, or three times, they about got you mind-boggled. You don't know what to do with them.
Okay. Now, did you prefer to have a bull that you've seen a lot, or one that you don't know nothing about, that you're so you have no idea what he's going to do, so you can't try to, you know, figure out ahead of time what's going to happen? Which do you prefer?
It's nice to have them bulls that you've seen before and you know the pretty much the same pattern they have, but I'm kind of a guy that I like to have them bulls that nobody's really seen, nobody knows a whole lot about, and so then it goes back to just going about it the same way you go every time. You know, you're calm, and you just keep one leg on each side and do the things that you do every time to ride bulls, and I sure like it a lot better.
Okay. What about you, Cody?
Yeah, I of course, when you see, like, going to all the CBR events, you'll see a lot of the bulls every week, and there's always a handful of them that you see that you really like and that you really want to get on. But it also puts a little extra pressure on you when you see your buddies ride them a week or two before you, and you're like, man, I sure hope I don't mess up and let this sucker throw me off. So I'm kind of like Hadley. I kind of like them bulls that they haven't seen a whole lot, or maybe they have seen a couple times and no one's really warmed him up yet. And like that way you don't get to thinking too much. You just can react and ride.
Yeah, it's like as soon as you think that bull's going to stay in the left spin, he decides to go the other way.
They'll make a liar out of you every time.
Oh, yeah. Especially when a buddy of yours draws the bull that you've been on, you're like, oh, man, that bull's so good, it'd be right there on the right. He'll make you a liar. That bull jumped out there and be around the left almost every time you say something like that.
Yeah, that's when you get punched in the shoulder when you get back behind
the
officer. Thought you said he was going right. Well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do y'all, when you have your bull ropes and everything, one of the things that a lot of people, I know last year especially, it was kind of a big thing with a lot of riders, they were trying the Brazilian ropes. Have either one of y'all ever tried one?
Yes, ma'am. I tried one for a couple months at the beginning of the year this year, and that sucker just put a hurting on my hand every time I'd get on, so I'm staying away from it now.
What about you, Cody? You ever try one?
I've heard a lot of people tell me that they thought I would like it, but I've never tried one. I've never even rode one on a barrel or anything. I say if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I've always rode with an American rope, and that's just what I'm comfortable with. Earlier in the year, I broke my pinky finger, and I've always split the tail of my rope, you know, between my ring finger and my middle and my little finger, and when I broke that finger, I couldn't do that anymore, and that sure felt weird to me, taking it straight across my hand. And I figure if I'd tried one of those Brazilian bull ropes, I'm sure it would make me feel really, really awkward if that made such a difference anyway.
Right. Now, do you like your rope? Do you pull it really tight, or do you like a little bit of a loose rope?
I got long arms. I'm kind of long and rangy anyway, so I'll pull a really, really tight rope. It doesn't bother me a whole lot. I figure I got a little bit more of a shock absorber than a lot of guys anyway, so I don't mind pulling a tight bull rope.
Hadley, what about you?
I'm the same way. I've always pulled tight bull rope.
Okay. Now, what do you feel like is the advantage to that for you?
Well, it don't slide off the back.
Yeah. Yeah, this feels a little bit more stable to me. I don't know.
Well, you're supposed to be able to tell me exactly now if you pull a tight or a loose one. There's got to be a reason. But yeah, not understanding that. You definitely, you know, I would think personally, I would want it as tight as possible, and you know, because I don't want it to come loose.
Right, and a lot of guys won't pull a tight rope on them bigger bulls too. I know a lot of guys that won't pull a lot of rope into them big bulls because, you know, they're real jerky or they're real heavy, and when that bull blows up or something, you know, and then their belly expands, and then the rope gets even tighter.
Mm.
But I like to pull it the same every time.
Okay, do y'all, well, since you said that was something else I was interested in, as far as the size of the bulls, do you, I know they're, you know, I've heard some people say that some bulls just feel really good, you know, as far as the, I guess, the size or the way they're built. Do you have a preference on that or the type of bull or anything that just seems to fit you well?
Well, I know what I always end up drawing, and that's usually the smallest bull in the pen. But
well, the tallest guy always does.
It seems to always work out that way, but I love big bulls. Like, when they mess up and give me the biggest bull in the pen, I'm usually, it doesn't matter what they do, I'm going to have a good time. Because I can kind of ride like everybody else. I don't have to knee up like I normally do on them little bulls. I can reach down and get me a holt, and I feel like I can ride like those little guys then.
You don't have your boots dragging the ground?
No. It never fails, though. I'll draw the little bulls pretty much everywhere I go, but you gotta stay on those just like you stay on them big ones.
Right. Well, Cody, what about you? I'm sorry, Hadley.
Oh, I agree with Cody all the way. I like getting on them bigger bulls, and I don't really like getting on the smaller bulls, but like he said, too, you got to get on everything.
Now, are some a little bit more, again, since I haven't been on a bull, but are some a little bit more bony or anything to where they're just not very comfortable compared to other bulls?
Bulls come in all different shapes, sizes, and colors.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that I don't know about, I grew up with cows and everything.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm familiar with them. I just obviously haven't been on a bull, so I didn't know how much that really makes a difference. I mean, I would think if it's one that's more of a bony, that would be just uncomfortable.
Yeah,
it's
a bit uncomfortable.
Painful.
Yeah, snap.
Some of them got those old pointy backs. Their backbone kind of sticks up, and it sure doesn't feel good just sitting there on them. Usually when they're bucking, their back will kind of flatten out. And, but a lot of them, yeah, their conformation, some of them older bulls too, especially, their conformation gets a little rough, and you'll start feeling them bones every once in a while. It kind of hurts my knuckles sometimes.
Okay,
yeah,
well, now, when you get in the chute, or you're about to get in the chute, and you have a bull in there, and I don't know the name of this one bull, but I've seen him at several of the cinch events, and he has just the biggest horns. I mean, just huge. And I think he's a reddish-brown bull. I don't know what it is, but I'm not sure what the name of it is.
It might be that Corpus Red.
Corpus Red, J.C. Knapp.
Yeah, I mean, just huge horns. And, I mean, so when you draw a bull like that and you're standing there looking at those horns, does that affect you at all, or you just have to not worry about it?
Yeah, you learn to not worry about that at all. I do anyway, and I'm sure Cody does.
Yeah. We've crawled on just about every kind of horns you can look at, and usually it's really not the horns that you have to worry about as much as it's their feet. And
right.
If you do everything right, usually they won't reach back there and whack you too bad.
Yeah. I know there's just a couple of bulls that seem to, the whole time you're riding them, they're trying to hook you and swinging their head back and everything, and
right.
That's. I guess that would be the one thing, I guess, that would just make it hard to focus, because I know what I understand is you're supposed to be looking, right at the neck of the bull there below the head as you're riding. When they're, moving their head all over, I mean, doesn't that make it a lot harder for you to concentrate and to stay in the middle?
Oh, I kind of wish everything out there were muleys. I wish none of them had horns, to tell the truth. But,
yeah,
I mean,
nice.
Well,
but I'm a loner too, and if I could take just a little bit of the hazard out of it, I probably would. But
right,
usually
right.
It's the muleys that the muleys are usually the meanest ones anyway, and they're going to run you down no matter what.
Right. Well, it's not so much the horns that I'm talking about, but just any bull to when they're moving their head, back, because again, the different bulls, they all buck differently, and there's some that just. Their head just seems to go up and down, but then you've got some that their head's just swinging back and forth the whole time. And I was just thinking, is that harder to concentrate when you're supposed to keep your eye in the center there? Does that make it harder for you to stay in the center of the bull when they're jerking everywhere?
Not really for me, Tammy. I kind of like to watch right in front of my hand where their front shoulders are. That's where my dad always taught me to watch, and that's where I'll always watch.
Okay.
You can kind of see it out of the corner of your eye a little bit here and there, but I kind of watch this right in front of my hand.
Okay. What about you, Cody?
Yeah, I mean, if you keep your chin tucked and you're doing stuff right, you can kind of get a feel for those bulls with your legs, and you kind of feel where they're going more than you can really watch and see where they're going. But there's some bulls that they'll throw their head back and stick it right in your face. And that's usually their game plan, kind of throw you off your game.
Right.
And get you thinking about something you ain't supposed to be thinking about. But if I feel like if you do every, if you're riding correct and you're doing stuff right, then bulls that really whip their heads, they don't bother you too much.
Okay. Well, we've got just a couple more minutes before our before the time's gone pretty fast. I could have had a lot more we could have talked about, but I did want to give y'all a chance to make sure that I let y'all talk about your sponsors, or if y'all are looking for more sponsors. Of course, I think most riders are usually always willing to have more sponsors, but Hadley, do you have any sponsors right now?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to thank XA Saloon and Dance Hall here in my hometown in Springerville. They own a little dance hall here in town, and they've sure treated me good this year. Sean Scalco, which owns Scalco Buck and Bulls in Decatur, Texas, he sponsored me. I'd like to say thanks to him. And Cowboy Hardware and WhereTheyBuck.com and with Wacy Barta. And I think that's it.
Okay. Now, if the fans want to keep in contact with you or follow you, I know you have a now, do you have a fan page or do you just have a personal Facebook page?
Oh, no, not a fan page yet, just a personal. That's in the works right now.
Okay. And you don't have a Twitter, do you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So now do you accept anyone on your page right now, or is it mainly just
your
friends?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am,
so
I do.
Okay, so they just need to look up Hadley Miller on Facebook.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you keep it updated pretty good?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, well, great. And Cody, what about you? You want to mention any sponsors?
Yeah, Matt Owen and the Invincible Helmets. He keeps me going down the road without messing this half pretty face I got up any more than it already is. CLG Pro Rodeo Equipment, Christopher Watson. He helps me out with all my equipment and keeps me looking pretty fly out there, I guess. And I'm always looking for somebody that wants to help me get down the road. That's the name of the game. And you can find me, just like Hadley, you can find me on Facebook. I don't have a fan page, but you can look my normal page up. And I update it all the time, let people know where I'm going and what's going on.
Okay. And we will also post those on my page and on Cutting Up Radio's page. So for any fans that want to find them, we will post those links on our pages. And if anyone is interested in sponsoring one of these great bull riders, you can contact cbrbull.com or contact probably them through their Facebook page too. So anything else y'all'd like to share real quick before I let y'all go?
Yes, ma'am. I'd also like to thank Frontier Buckles.
Okay. Anything y'all want to tell on the other person before I let you go?
Yeah.
Oh, be sure to tune in on. No, I don't want to tell no stories on Hadley.
Well, that's not fun. We already talked about you dressing up as a little girl and painting your nails and stuff. We got to have something on Hadley.
No way.
we'll save that for next time.
All right.
All right. Well, I want to thank you both for coming on the show and wish you both the best at the CBR finals. And are y'all going to be riding any before then? Or are you waiting for them to ride next?
I got 3 rodeos this weekend I'm going to go to, and just kind of a little warm up before I leave next week to go north. So
okay.
Hopefully I can just go kind of fill my pockets up this week and be confident going in next week.
Okay. Hadley, what about you?
Yes, ma'am. I got a couple bull ridings over here in New Mexico and Arizona.
Okay. Well, I thank you both again, and I'm going to get back in contact with y'all and hold y'all up on that offer to get me on a bull. So
all right.
I'll talk to y'all before too long about that, because that's definitely something I'd like to do.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, y'all travel safe, and good luck at the finals, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Ms. Amy.
All right. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
All right, I want to thank all the listeners that's been listening to the show tonight, and really enjoyed having Hadley Miller and Cody Wood on the show tonight. And I want to just remind you of our sponsors here at Bull Riding Fan Connection. We have Ambush Leather. You can find them at ambushleather.com and Bull Rider Coach. Look for them on Facebook. And they also have an exciting announcement that they're going to be coming up with shortly. And we also want to mention Branders. They're going to be one of my sponsors at the Youth Bull Riders Finals in Abilene. I will be covering that event August the 1st to the 4th in Abilene, Texas, and that's the Youth Bull Riders World Finals. You can look them up on ybrnow.com. So we're about out of time, so I want to just tell everybody thank you and have a wonderful evening, and hope you're enjoying bull riding or rodeo wherever you are. Good night, and God bless.